Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. Get ready because this week you are in for something special. First, we have a book chat. Now, they don't happen that often anymore, so that's a treat. But we'll get into that in just a second. The even bigger treat is that if you stay tuned to the end of this episode, you're going to hear a clip from the new Maisie Media podcast called A Millie. If you're unfamiliar, A Millie is a podcast where we are talking to women who have amassed a million plus in business. And Maisie Media is the production company that produces this lovely podcast that you're listening to right now. So remember, stay tuned and let's go ahead and dig into this week's book chat. So if you're unfamiliar with the book chats, they happen after I've read a book and I want to chat with you about it. So as your chief encourager, I do the book chats because I want to invite you into reading along with the books that I'm reading. And ultimately, the goal is to offer you new information, ideas, and potentially new concepts. When you continue to consume information, it just helps you and gets your wheels turning in terms of what you could be doing, what's possible, and helping you also sometimes figure out what's next. So obviously, that is pretty critical and a great aspect to have when you are figuring out your switch, pivot, or quit and trying to decide what you are going to do with this beautiful life that you've been afforded. So this week, the book that we're going to be talking about is The Entrepreneur's Startup Game Plan. 12 months of actionable tips, advice, and strategies to plan, launch, and grow your business successfully. That was a mouthful, but it's okay because it was worth the read. So this book was released in March 2018 by Sharon Beeson, who is the founder of the wildly popular women's-based entrepreneurial Instagram account that I'm sure you've heard of called Womanure. So Sharon is an author, holistic business strategist, serial entrepreneur, and national speaker. She is known for doing what it takes to help hundreds of female entrepreneurs define, create, launch, and grow their brand strategically and successfully. Now, how did I come to read The Entrepreneur's Startup Game Plan? Well, I met Sharon on Instagram a few years back, and we've continued to grow our relationship from there. She's had me as a guest expert on podcasting. I talked about podcasting in her membership program, The Womanure Collective, and I've had her on as a podcast guest. And if you want to go back and listen to that episode, it was at the end of 2017, so December 2017, and we talked about goals, goal setting, and all of that. So naturally, when Sharon launched her book, I had to read it, I had to support, and here we are. So if you're new to these book chats or you haven't gone back into the archives and listened to some of the previous book chats, this is how it works. I'll tell you my five faves about the book, and hopefully you'll pick up a new gem of information that will make you think, offer a new perspective, or make you say, dang, I really need to go out and read that book. So let's just go ahead and jump right in. My five faves. So first up, my first fave is that this book feels like an extended version of everything you would get in like a small business development type of crash course or maybe like coaching session. It's practical, informative, and it provides examples and resources. And that's really, really what you want out of a book that claims to be the entrepreneur's startup game plan. If I'm talking about a game plan, I want practical, I want informative, I want examples. Those are all the things that I'm looking for. So I love that about the book. That's one of my faves. My next fave is that Sharon keeps it real. As always, she's really known as being a straight shooter, and this book is the same way. I felt like I could hear Sharon's voice when I read the book, and the style of advice and the approach that she takes with delivering the information was absolutely on brand for Womenure, and her voice that she uses with Womenure. It was like a straight shooting type of information guidebook. And it's also funny because as Sharon covers branding in this book and like the business of branding and being consistent and all of those elements and marketing and your voice and all that good stuff, she is actually the perfect example for doing just that with what she executed with this book. Her execution was so on point with from the branding of the book. The colors match with the Womenure platform to the voice and tone that's used within the book. It's the same voice and tone that you come to expect when you are engaging with the Womenure platform. So I love that. My third fave is I like the way that the book incorporates real life scenarios as well as Q&A. So I have no idea where these questions originated, like if she solicited the questions from her audience and from her community, or maybe if she just went back and looked through some of the archives of questions that have been asked before over the years and used those, or maybe she used questions that were real life questions from some of her consulting clients. Either way, she incorporated real life scenarios, which allowed us to have a glimpse into what other business owners or freelancers may be going through or some of the dilemmas and questions that they may have. And then Sharon even shared plenty of personal instances, which I enjoyed as well. Like when she had a potential client come to her, voice concerns, go ahead and sign up, and then cancel the consultation because she felt like the scheduling process that Sharon had working for her at the time was not professional enough. And I really think it takes guts to be that real about the growing pains of your business. So cheers to Sharon for that. But the reason that the Q&A in the real life scenarios were one of my faves is because I felt like that's the transparency that sometimes people need when they are thinking of starting a business or just actually starting a business. My fourth fave is the plethora of resources mentioned. Almost every scenario or topic that is covered in each of the chapters, Sharon provides some sort of idea of a program, a tool, a website, an app, something concrete that you can reference that is going to help you along the way. So I really enjoy that because sometimes people in some of the entrepreneurial types of books or business books, they will tell you all about a problem. They will explain the problem extensively. And then the amount of attention that they pay to helping you solve the problem or giving you actual real resources is very limited. Now, I can understand why sometimes people would shy away from naming certain businesses or websites and things like that, because then, in a sense, it could feel like you're vouching for them. But through Sharon's very straightforward advice, she is very candid about saying, hey, this is what I found through my own research, or this is what I've used. So at no point do you feel like she is vouching for any of these businesses as much as she's just sharing with you potential resources as well as what she knows. My fifth fave is that Sharon did not try to act like an expert in all things in this book. In this book, you never get the feeling that she is above you and knows so much more than you, and you should listen to every single thing that she says. You very much so get the feeling like she is your sister friend in business. She's maybe been around a little bit longer than you. If you're asking her a question, she's telling you, hey, this is what I know. But on the other hand, she's also telling you, but do your own research. There were plenty of instances where she gave options, she gave solutions, she gave resources, but in the end, she always said, do your own research, because much of this book is to get you started. It's not to handhold you through every single part of the process. It's to get you started. It's to give you some resources. It's to get your wheels turning. It's to point you in the right direction. But she's also saying, do your own research, because one of the things that I think is so key with entrepreneurship is that there are a lot of things to learn, but some of it is that you can only learn it by doing it yourself. People can tell you all day long what they know, what they've experienced, what they've done, but it only really starts to sink in when you start to do it yourself and you really start to learn a lot of the lessons and experience a lot of the building of the groundwork when you start to pick up a hammer, pick up some nails, get the tools together, and pound away yourself. When you start to pound away at the things that are going to help you execute in your business, that's when you really start learning what works for you, what doesn't work, what could be a resource, what is not at all an option or a resource for you. So I really like the way that Sharon breaks everything down, gives a nice overview for most things, but she does not try and act like or come off as an expert in all things business and entrepreneurial startups. So those are my five faves for this book that we went over this month, which will be The Entrepreneur's Startup Game Plan, 12 months of actionable tips, advice, and strategies to plan, launch, and grow your business successfully. I thought that Sharon did a great job with this book. Sometimes it felt like, or I'll say not sometimes, but at the end, I felt like it was such an easy read that it was almost like an extended version of 12 well thought out, lengthy, robust blog posts. I felt like it was approachable like a blog post. You know, when you're trying to find out something and you do a quick Google search and a blog post comes up that you've from a blog that you've never heard of before, but you click on it anyway and it gives you like tons of valuable information and you walk away with a better understanding of what it was you had Googled. I feel like that's what this book sort of is. It's like if you Googled and you were looking for an answer, Sharon gave you the breakdown and she gave you also not only the practical advice, but real life scenarios about what you may face in this situation or how you can navigate the situation. So I say bravo to Sharon and her book, and make sure that you go and check out the book. It is available on Amazon.com, as well as you can always go to womanure.com and check out more about Sharon, her services, what she has to offer, the book, her community, all that good stuff. She is a wealth of knowledge and information, and I will definitely vouch for her in that respect. I've worked with her a few different times, and she always laces me with things that I didn't know, so definitely appreciate that. And that does it for our book chat. Hope you enjoyed. If you enjoyed the book chat, make sure you head over to Switch, Pivot, or Quit on Instagram, DM me, and let me know, because that is the only way that I will keep things going, is if you let me know that you like it. And as always, keep killing it. Wait. Don't leave me yet. As promised, here's a clip from the new podcast, Amelie. You can find Amelie everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check it out. Give me your thoughts, rate it, review it, and definitely subscribe. All right, listen up for Amelie, and I'll catch you next week. Christina Stimble is the founder of Farm Girl Flowers. Christina always knew she wanted to start a business that would utilize her creativity, solve a real problem, and have the potential to scale big. She dreamed up the idea for Farm Girl Flowers in 2010. quit her job at Stanford University, and launched the business from her dining room in San Francisco, which housed the company and her very understanding fiancé for 2 years. Christina built Farm Girl from less than $50,000 in self-funding into a company with more than 75 employees, generating more than $15 million in annual revenue. She's not stopping there, though. She plans to continue to grow Farm Girl's annual revenue, eventually developing it into a billion-dollar company, all while creating a business you'd want to buy from, sell to, and work for, because she believes it's just the right thing to do. Today, we'll hear from Christina, who walks us through her journey to a milli. A million in sales, a million in revenue, a million followers, or a million in funding. To amass 1 million of anything is a major feat. And that's why we're highlighting women who have done just that. You'll hear from women who have made their mark, impacted lives, blazed trails, and amassed a milli.
I grew up on a corn and soybean farm in northern Indiana, a little tiny town of about 3,600 people and two stoplights. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an actress. I think it was probably my only way, like the only thing I could think of to get off the farm, though, because we had that little box TV with five stations. And I thought, that's my dream. I want to be one of those people that get to play lots of different characters. I'm really glad that I grew up there. Looking back on it, I didn't have that gratitude when I was there, unfortunately. But it was small. It was, I knew that there was more out there and I wanted to go see what it was, but I also really love how, just how wholesome and down to earth people are there. I went to the same school from kindergarten through 12th grade though. So you see the same people over and over again. And I also was that kid that everybody made fun of in school. So you can't get away from that. So I'm really grateful for that now, because I think that was something also that made me, that gave me the courage to leave. And I moved to New York City 2 weeks after I graduated high school.
Search for a milli wherever you listen to podcasts so you can continue the episode and hear the rest of Christina's story, find out what happened when she moved to New York, how she started her amazing company, Farm Girl, and how she grew the business that is now generating $15 million plus in annual revenue.